few chances for you to get hooked up with some Grotto's gift cards. You can find me winner Ford of Dover, Route 13 today, 4 to 6. It's their grand reopening. Huge Memorial Day savings going on. So if you're looking to get in a car, a great time to do so. Financing as low as 0%. And that's it. If you look on the spectrum of numbers, it's zero.
It doesn't
Most
get any
places
lower.
Don't go into negatives with you.
No, definitely not.
So your chance to get hooked up with a really great deal. And I'll have a pair of passes for Firefly, a pair of four-day passes for Firefly to hook you up with. Also, the Grotto's Plinko board, your chance to get hooked up with Grotto's Pizza if you did not get in on to a Beat Petch and Family Feud.
Oh, yeah. So there's lots of reasons to come out and see you today. And then tomorrow, I'm going to be at Grotto's Pizza right there, Route 1 in Milford, noon until 2. So if you're thinking about cutting out of work early, maybe a good chance to come along, come and see me. I'll be spinning the wheel for some prizes. There'll be pizza, there'll be beer, because they're actually putting me right inside the bar
area. In the bar.
Yeah.
Great way to kick off your holiday weekend. Yeah. Do you have any holiday weekend plans?
For me, I'm working. it's a shocker. I'm DJing down in Nalu in Dewey over the weekend, so that's going to be a good fun time. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I have not made it down there.
Yeah.
It gets packed, I imagine.
Yeah, this weekend, as we were saying yesterday, because everyone's had cabin fever because the weather's been so awful, you know it's going to be insane down there this weekend.
Isn't that fun? A lot of people think, oh, God, it must suck to work while everybody else is having a good time, but it doesn't, because you witness sober all of the things.
It's great people watching.
That those people do.
So
you're like, oh, that's going to be an apology. She's going to owe him an apology. He's going to owe her an apology.
So that's a good time. So I'm looking forward to that. And then on Sunday, I think I'm just going to just relax and not do much.
During the week, do you get to watch any kind of daytime TV?
Not really.
I've been on this strong kick of watching Rachel Ray because I hate it. It's an awful show.
Why do you watch it then?
Because it's so bad. And I get so, because we hear, you know, our listeners, for the most part, mostly female listeners. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, let's see what they're feeding us as women. What do they think we like? And I watch daytime TV. I'm a huge fan of Ellen. Ellen DeGeneres, hands down, the best daytime TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Across the board, she wins all the time with me. She's like the Jimmy Fallon of afternoons for me.
Yeah, because she doesn't just sit there and talk. There's all sorts of different things going on in that show.
Even when she has things that are tanking on the show, it's still interesting to me. And you can tell that she knows it's tanking.
Yeah,
Horrible show. There's a few. The Real is one of them.
R-E-A-L.
Not Real, the movie Real, because it'd probably be interesting if it was. Real, horrible. It's just like the View. It's The Talk, The Real, and The View. So they're all the same kind of premise.
So The Real, is it supposed to be kind of, this is more real talk? I guess that's what they're trying
to say. Yes, yes. And I forget all the different women across all these different places. But the shows are horrible, and I watch it and think, does anybody really like this? If you do, please call. I would love to know why that you sit down. Because I'm pretty sure it's just some old man somewhere in his office going, this is what women want.
Yeah,
this is what women love to talk about.
Uh-huh.
And they get all giddy. It's the stupidest conversations. And so I'm like, nobody can like this. But Whoopi Goldberg just signed a $2.5 million deal for a two-year contract on The View to renew a two-year contract, $2.5 million. And the best part is that she is going to keep 4 days. She works 4 days a week.
Really?
Yes.
She gets Fridays off.
She gets every Friday off.
Oh.
$2.5 million.
See, and the thing is as well, do you think, as a lady, do you think that those shows don't help you? Because you know there's always that, oh, she's a girl. You know what I mean? Do you think those shows, because they are kind of a little bit sickly and kind of make girls all giggly and stupid and stuff. It's like you see it on TV commercials.
It's Rachel Ray. You look, the pan of the audience, it's mostly women. And she's like, we're putting cheese on it. Cheese, we're getting dangerous.
But you know what I mean?
And I sit there and go, do people... And I know they're telling you to clap, but if you...
But it doesn't do you women any favors, I don't think.
I'm like, who claps because you're putting cheese on something? Am I missing it? Am I just missing something?
I'm guessing there's someone standing there behind the camera somewhere with one of those big balls.
Of course they are.
Holding up a clap or a cheer.
Of course they are. But I look at it and go, God, this can't be real life. Uh-huh. And it is. So if you're, if you're excited for The View... Keep it up, because Whoopi Goldberg is returning. Have no fear. Joy Behar's going to say as well. They're saying that Michelle Collins, Candace Cameron Bure, who I'm not a fan of, and Raven Simone are expected to actually leave
the show.
Yeah, they've had a pretty high rotation.
Maybe
there's an opening. Maybe that means there's an opening. But like, listen, we have some things to talk about, Whoopi.
I could imagine you
Your
sitting
lack of
there.
Eyebrows is one of them. Nobody trusts you, okay?
You sitting there toe-to-toe with Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah, I think I'd actually want to see that.
And why do we act like that's not a thing? She doesn't have eye. If somebody walked around here with no eyebrows, you'd be like, nobody trusts you. You're missing a major thing. If I sat in every meeting with no eyebrows on, you'd be like, Amy, yeah. we're not listening to a word you say. To get some eyebrows on your face.
Because it makes you look a clown. And that's very,
that's
very
a shame.
True.
Poor
yeah.
Whoopi.
Yeah, there you go. So have you given up on Rachel Ray and stuff on that now? Or are you going to continue to watch it because it's so horrible?
I'm going to continue to watch it. I wonder if that's everybody. We're all just in the same boat. Like, this can't be real.